from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Police release photo of possible eighth suspect in Paris shootings. French police have released a photo of the suspect who is still at large from the Friday night attack on Paris that killed at least 129 people. He's identified as Salah Abdeslam, a 26-year-old man born in Brussels. The postings eliciting information about the so-called eighth suspect warns that he is dangerous and that anyone with information should call authorities. Also, the Paris prosecutor says two more of the seven dead attackers have been identified. He said they were French nationals living in Belgium. French police Sunday questioned close relatives of Omar Ismail Mostafavi, the first terrorist identified in the attack. To see the photo of the latest suspect, visit our website at voanews.com. U.S. President Obama is in the Turkish Mediterranean resort of Antalya for a meeting of G20 leaders, where Friday's attacks in France were set to dominate the agenda. Mr. Obama said he had a helpful meeting with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan on Sunday.
So the discussion we had today, I think, was very helpful in helping to continue to coordinate the work that we're doing together to help to fortify the borders between Syria and Turkey that allowed Daesh to operate.
Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes is at the G20 and appeared on NBC's Meet the Press today.
What we see working is being able to get equipment, arms directly to fighters on the ground, like the Kurds in northern Iraq, like the forces we partnered with in northern Syria, backed by our air power. And what we're doing here at the G20, in part, is seeking to gain additional contributions from some of our coalition partners.
Turkey is a key ally with the U.S. in fighting terrorism. This is VOA News.